I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
It's a slick pig barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew, everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's the Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
We're the Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. Audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the Roundtable. A look at the news, views, politics, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
Good morning. This is Bill Krause, the WGNS Radio Roundtable. Thursday morning edition, and hope you're having a beautiful morning. Weather's nice, a little warm, a little sticky, but hey, summer's last throes before we get into the one of my two favorite seasons, fall. We are very, very pleased and delighted to have with us as our visitor this morning a gentleman who plays a huge role in the life and success of Rutherford County. He's been doing this for 16 years. Great record of achievement and accomplishment along the way with his team, with his board of directors. We have Mr. Paul Latour, who is president of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. And Paul's been with us before, really brought in some interesting insight. So good morning, Paul. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Initially talk about, and we talked off the air about this, that we're a county with a consolidated chamber of commerce, one that serves the entire Rutherford County rather than an individual Smyrna or Laverne or Murfreesboro chamber. Has this always been in Rutherford County as a, quote, one chamber for the entire county?
As far as I can remember, of course, I've only been here 16 years, which is still a long time. Uh-huh. But this county has was set up to represent the entire county and all its municipalities. So that's been a good thing. And companies don't have to worry about joining one chamber or another, and I think that's been very beneficial and, frankly, been a strength of ours.
And it's and a unified approach allows you in the advocacy role, the advocacy on taxation, the advocacy on federal, state, sometimes local legislation, proposals and potentials. You operate as a unified group.
Correct. And I think another benefit of that, of course, is when you're talking to, you know, the General Assembly, or if you're talking to your congressional folks, I think, you know, strength in numbers is good. So when you
exactly.
have a unified message, you have 1,400 businesses who belong to the chamber, that sends a message, and I think it's important.
True. If you added the influence and impact that each of those businesses have, including their employee pool and what have you, you have a very large emphasis.
Yes,
describe for a point the structure of the chamber. You have a board of directors. You are the president, and I'm assuming also CEO.
Correct.
How large a board do you have?
We have 18 members on our board of directors. We, you know, the great thing about our chamber is set up is much like our county structure you described, we have everything under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which handles all the tourism functions. We take a portion of the hotel motel tax that we're lucky to be given by the different municipalities as well as the county. And we turn those dollars back into marketing more opportunities for visitors to come and spend money and make an economic impact. We're number 7 in the state again.
Really?
We just had our numbers come out. And
out of 95.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And so that's been great. We also have, as you know, we talked about earlier, the economic development function where we go out and recruit new businesses. We try to take care and foster opportunities for our existing companies to come in and expand and add more jobs and more capital investment. And then we have what we would typically describe as our typical Chamber of Commerce functions, which is our membership, our networking functions, our small business development, mm-hmm. which we do partner with the Tennessee MTSU's Tennessee for Small Business Development. And then we also have the kind of the fourth deal is what we call Destination Rutherford, which is a public-private partnership where we focus on three key areas, one being workforce development and education, public advocacy, and then also, of course, economic development. So we have that as well.
Well, in your 16 years, I think it would be fair to say that when you first came to Rutherford County, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County were not a destination community. We were a suburb feeding into Nashville. Commercial, shopping, tourism, conventions, conferences were basically based in Nashville, and we were, quote, 20 miles to the southeast as a suburbia feed. Today, we're really not a suburbia feed anymore. We're a destination point. And even the conferences that are held at the various facilities and venues currently in Rutherford County, you have become an area of itself. Talk to me about, and talk to us about, tourism and convention.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned, just the huge economic impact of tourism is so important, not to mention the employees or the citizens who are employed in the hospitality industry is very significant, and mm-hmm. that number continues to grow at a 4-5% rate every year. You talked about what we are known for. Of course, we kind of got our start a while back. It predates me in the TSSAA championships, and we still have a lot of those here today that we have. But mm-hmm. you look at the investments that particularly the town of Smyrna, the city of Murfreesboro has made in our sports facilities, where the Siegel Soccer Complex. You have a lot going on in Smyrna where they're adding all the different things with baseball fields, soccer fields, pickleball courts, and then also if you look at the impact that MTSU has on athletics as well.
Tremendous.
When teams come stay here, it's tremendous. And so we get folks from talking to your son Jonathan, we get folks from California come in and play a week-long soccer tournament, and those are very common actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been our bread and butter. But as you just mentioned, the fact that with the construction of the Embassy Suites and Conference Center, that really changed the game.
Yes.
In terms of being able to recruit associations to come here, whether it be business meetings or association meetings, and that's really made an impact. And you can see everything out there in that particular area. You know, they've got more hotels that can also support the room nights that are necessary to do that.
Do you see a change of interest in Rutherford County for a prospective business, whether it's a manufacturing or whether it's a commercial? Do we see a major increase in commercial venues who want to expand their base from Nashville, Davidson County, and expand their base into this growing population? And you take a look at the population of Rutherford County, it is growing, to put it mildly.
It is.
And even with the special census that was recently held, you know, you're talking 5-10% the numbers that you're looking at. Needless to say, we see it in traffic. Have you guys been involved much in traffic discussion?
We are.
Yes.
We, of course, at the chain, we think traffic's a good thing. That means we got customers wanting to go somewhere and spend some money.
So long as they can get there.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And come back.
No, but, you know, we talk about things, and I mentioned the public policy or public advocacy. One of the things that obviously is important is infrastructure. Whether it be utility infrastructure, whether it be road and highway infrastructure, and I think you're seeing some things that our communities and are dealing with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the MPO, to really make sure that Rutherford County is at the forefront of being able to get, you know, gain those dollars to invest. So you look at the cities as well, in the town of Smyrna, they're doing a lot of their own stuff.
Yes.
And you see in Murfreesboro, the extension of Cherry Lane is proposed. You've got the widening of Thompson Lane, which will be a problem for me during the construction phase.
Exactly.
I live near that way. But then you look at the, you know, kind of waiting to see what's going to continue to happen with the choice lanes that the state of Tennessee is partnering with a private partnership. We'll see how that goes. You're smiling at me, so you must have lived in a place where it...
You know, you are a mind reader, Mr. Paul. You are a mind reader. I'm looking back at the corner at my son, Jonathan. And he may recall this vividly. I was one of those, and one of the most significant pay for a car lane purpose is between Riverside County and Orange County, the 91 freeway. And I used to drive that, and there were four lanes moving, all of us stop and start, stop and start, stop and start. Then there was the two lanes for the, and you paid accordingly to the time of the day and the intensity and numbers of cars on the road. And you would sit there, stop and start, and you would see these cars whizzing by at 70 miles an hour on the, remember that, Jonathan, on the fast drive lanes. And I once asked some engineers within Caltrans, California Transportation, I said, if those two lanes were released over to handle the current traffic load, what impact would that have on the movement of traffic? And they said it wouldn't be total, but would have an impact. So I thought, would six lanes of everybody commuting the same way be better than four lanes stop and start and two lanes just pay your way and speed by? And that was really controversial. So I don't know if I'm a advocate for this, if it helps. But on the other hand, are we saying, okay, if you want to pay the extra money to go on this pay for travel lane, you know, good for that. On the other hand, has high speed been talked about in these corridor meetings of a high speed rail or not a subway, of course, but a high speed rail on the median island of 24?
You know, high speed rail has been discussed. I think the prohibitive factor there is just the right now the cost. I think you look at, I've heard preliminary numbers of somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 billion.
Yep.
And so we've got to pay for that somehow. And I don't see the will of the citizens wanting to pay for that right now. But it would be very nice to have the ability to do that. I know, especially for people who commute every day to Davidson County and other places. So
I'm curious. I haven't tracked this. I'm curious how the ridership, consistency of ridership, has been on the train between Lebanon and Wilson County and downtown Nashville. I don't know how that's been. I don't know how the schedule has been, whether it's been successful. Transportation, public transportation, is never going to be a pay-as-you-go. It's going to be a subsidized activity. If Jonathan was sitting right here, I would put him on the spot and say, talk about the bullet train between Los Angeles and San Francisco, which has been kind of an interesting topic of cost, and will it ever be completed, and will it be done in this century or the next century, or never have they not even completed one track or 1 mile of track, and so forth. Transportation is an issue. I would almost hope, and of course this would be a significant effort, I would almost hope that Davidson County and Rutherford County, for example, somehow could compare notes, and if employers in downtown Nashville would have work schedules that would rotate so that a number of employers would begin work at 7, number would begin at 8, number begin at 9, and vice versa, coming back at 4, 5, or 6 to somewhat balance the start time and end time. We saw that back a number of years ago in California, when we had the energy crisis and the rationing, and we saw start times of companies and commute times and carpools and carpool cooperations really make some successful impact during the energy crunches of the 1970s. Transportation is a major issue, and that's to some reason speaks well to Rutherford County, because you're not dealing with the cost of parking in downtown Nashville. You're not dealing with congestion in and around downtown Nashville. Tourism and conference and convention attendance is very advantageous by being in Rutherford County.
Correct. It's definitely a blessing in terms of, you know, when you look at some hotels in Nashville where you go to a conference and the parking is almost as much as your room.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have that luxury here, at least for the time being. But we're very fortunate. There's no doubt about it.
If you had a magic wand, Paul, see, this kind of puts you on the spot. You had a magic wand. In 10 years from now, what do you see Rutherford County as? A, what do you hope it to be? And in reality, what do you think it will be 10 years from now?
Well, it's a broad question, of course.
That's the street we have in Murfreesboro.
You know, I think Rutherford County, number one, is well positioned to continue its economic prosperity. I think what you'll see in the next 5 to 10 years is the development of the corridor of 840. It is certainly highly underutilized, and due to the fact that there's just not has not been sewer. As you look at what's going on all the way from Jefferson Pike in Smyrna, the town of Smyrna along the state of Tennessee has widened Jefferson Pike all the way from the interstate all the way into town. Utilities have been extended out there, so that's going to be probably one of the faster growing interchanges right there where Smyrna Ready Mix has their corporate headquarters. You're going to see some things happening. I know there's always some folks that are interested in that particular area. You look at Veterans and 840, if you look at that corridor, sewer is going to be extended, I'm told, to the north side of the interstate. And if you look at everything going on just on the other side of the interstate, all the healthcare growth that's been happening over there with TOA, with Mercer Medical Clinic, you have Vanderbilt has proposed hospital there. St. Thomas has a has an emergency room facility there. So you're looking at all the retail growth as well as new Publix opening up, new restaurants. So that will eventually, in the next 3 to 5 years, be a new area. So it's also a little bit, I think, what will be more attractive is that it kind of cuts down the commute a little bit. If you have to go to Nashville or go in the airport, so I think you'll see some interest perhaps in the next 10 years about some different, hopefully some corporate offices or corporate campuses. And so as we move forward in that direction, I think you'll see a totally different deal. And what's great about it is there's kind of a gap between Murfreesboro and Smyrna because the lack of the sewer. And you'll see that fill in, and that's good.
Mm-hmm. One of the strong, strong aspects, and I don't know if it's going to be that way 10 years from now, strong aspects of Rutherford County being highly competitive to the more dense Davidson County is housing, the cost and availability of housing. We're still providing, at the same square footage cost, we're still providing housing at significantly less money than what you would be having to buy closer into Nashville. And with less housing, your tax rate on residential property, if you compare it in city tax Murfreesboro or county tax Rutherford, versus what Davidson County reassessments, as well as the tax rate, it's significantly different. So if you're talking to a prospective company who wants to come into Rutherford County, housing for their employees is a significant attribute. Would you agree?
I do agree. Although our average home prices have creeped up, but we're still, as compared to Williamson County, which may not be a fair comparison, still about $300,000 cheaper. Or less expensive, I should say, in that regard. But our home prices are creeping up, and that's due to, you know, raw materials are creeping up. So land prices for developers to purchase is going up. So ultimately, the price and the competition, as well as the demand for that, will continue to increase. And I know, you know, affordable housing is something that we all talk about. And I think, you know, the more interesting thing is where we're going to, you know, house our workforce, and that's kind of a key thing there.
The only thing I worry about, and again, I'm only operating from information that was shared in an interview a long period of time. I look at how we fund our schools and how we fund school expansion, and Jimmy Sullivan, who is just a wonderful man, the director of schools for Rutherford County, just think the world of Jimmy. Here they're faced with the possibility of 6,000 homes being planned west of, it's actually west of the 24 off Burkett, a large community. The bonding capacity of Rutherford schools to be able to build one or two new high schools, middle schools, and a number of elementary schools to accommodate a population projection of that size is an extraordinarily serious issue. So how we keep up not just widening and building of roads or sewer systems or adding water lines and capacity of water. Even you talk about something like trash, you know, and the issue of trash and where you dump and the involvement of expansion of dumps. So growth, which is certainly an ideal goal of a community and leadership, how we accommodate growth in order not to make growth a nightmare.
Correct. And I think the great thing about where we are in our leadership, both in the public and private sector, they're very much forward thinking. And so I think, you know, while we have some challenges, the good news is we have challenges about growth and we don't have challenges about decompression. So that's a good thing. And so certainly, you know, the biggest cost to the taxpayers right now, of course, as you just mentioned, is building new schools. And so we've got to keep up with the demand for these things. We've got to be able to have the utility infrastructure support our different deals. And the roads, again, are key to being able to get folks where they need to go in a timely fashion. So definitely challenges. I think all in all, you know, we've done a good job of trying to do that. And I look forward that to continue.
And, you know, I love to substitute the word opportunity for challenge. You know, a challenge may be the borderline of a problem or an issue. An opportunity is to say, can we find, if not 100% solution, can we find an 85% or a 75% solution to this particular problem? Let's talk a little while about, and I think it's one of the many, many attractions of the Rutherford County and Chamber, and I've heard this from a number of people who've been on this program, the interaction that you bring between people in your membership meetings, in your get-togethers, your conferences, your workshops, your programs, to suddenly build a Rutherford County family in terms where not only information is exchanged, trade is exchanged between the two, a lot of dynamic opportunity for companies to compare and save. So talk about the, quote, great advantage of being a member of the chamber and the opportunity to network.
Well, thank you. I think that's probably the biggest selling point of being a member and being around people who are in business, who are looking to do business with other chamber members. And people want to do business with people they trust and they know. And I've seen it time and time again where particularly a young person who gets involved in one of our diplomat programs, let's say they're in insurance or they're trying to sell some product, and I'll look at them today, and they've done great because of their connection to the chamber. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, as I just mentioned, that someone can do. I mean, you can join the chamber and not show up for anything.
Sure.
And that's fine. But the people, I tell folks, you know, you get what you put into it. Mm-hmm. And I could identify several people that I've seen over the years be successful in their business. They're providing more income for their families, and they built a successful business. And I think that's great. And so that's one of the things that we try to encourage people to do on a day in and day out basis, to do that.
Well, and for the business person to reach out to the consumer in their community, and it's not just sending out coupons in the mail or having a specifically sale of a product or service or what have you, but just doing business locally. Talk about your staff for a while. How large? Some great qualities of them. Talk about your staff for a moment or two.
Yeah, we've got a great team on board. We've got about 21 or 22 folks. Just added another person, which we'll be announcing soon, in our tourism area. But we've got folks that are dedicated to doing the job. They bought into the mission of what the chamber is. We have folks who, you know, wake up day in and day out to say, how can we make a better place for Rutherford County to live and work and prosper? So we've got some great folks. We've got a good mix of new folks who are bringing a new energy to our organization. And we've got some experience and great folks there that bring a wealth of knowledge, and institutional knowledge really is what they do. So I'd put our staff up against anybody's.
Exactly. Well, we'll take a little break right now. Give Paul a chance to get a good breath and a second glass of water. And we shall return very briefly with this very informative and highly inspirational visit.
Big savings are on the way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening its newest location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You'll love the clean, well-organized shopping experience with thousands of new items added every single day. It really is a new store every day. Find up to 70% off main brand clothing, home goods, and more thanks to generous local donations. America's Thrift Stores, where it's a new store every day. For details, visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Insurance should be simple, not complicated. That's why at Rayburn Insurance, Agent Rick Hull cuts through the jargon and helps you understand your options clearly. He's committed to finding the right coverage that fits your unique needs and budget. Their team has been a trusted partner in the community since 1973. Ready to make insurance easy? Get with Rick Hull at Rayburn Insurance Agency. He's ready to help you get the protection you deserve.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you, Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. This is MTSU Homecoming Week. Lots of fun activities all week for our MTSU alumni as well as True Blue fans. And don't miss the homecoming game. Kickoffs at 6 o'clock. As the Blue Raiders host Marshall. Make it a point to go to the game in person. Take your radio, because we'll have the game on WGNS. Again, this is Homecoming Week at MTSU. And the Greenway Arts Festival is this Saturday at Cannonsburg Village. The Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. Check with their Tech Center here in Murfreesboro for information about their free computer classes. And the Nourish Food Bank is urgently seeking donations of money, food, and volunteers. They really need your help. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. We also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Rutherford weather.
High temperatures reaching up into the lower 90s for this afternoon with mostly sunny skies. And for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 61. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now it's 64.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
This is the Roundtable from News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Hello again, Bill Krause. Thursday morning, WGNS Radio Roundtable. And we are having a very, very interesting and very informative visit with Paul Latour, who is the president of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. Incidentally, you have one of the most beautiful chamber offices. The building that you have there is really delightful.
Thank you.
And very convenient, right off the 24. I mean, and United Way shares the building?
They do. They lease space from us on our second floor, along with the Tennessee Small Business Development Center through MTSU.
Talk about your partnership with MTSU. I know Sydney McPhee will be here in a couple of weeks. And Cindy loves to talk about that partnership. I want to hear your perspective.
Yeah, it's great. What chamber person wouldn't love to have a premier four-year institution in their community? They are the largest generator of workforce in our region by far. And the things that they offer in terms of degrees, expertise, we love it because when we have a prospect come in, a certain kind of technology or a certain kind of chemistry or what have you, we love getting some of their folks who are far smarter than I am to come and talk about, number one, their students. Number two, how they can partner together on different things. I know a good example would be Schwann Cosmetics. When they came here, they immediately had a partnership where they had students go out and help them through internships and through partnerships. You know, talk about, you know, how they mix things together. That's a
without giving away any industry secrets, it's certainly common knowledge that Texas and Florida and Tennessee among them are destination states for people leaving other states in terms of migration of people for economic and non-economic purposes. So how do we reach out to making sure that Tennessee is announcing, advertising, promoting to the person who is making a transfer of location?
Well, there are a number of different ways. Number one, you know, we partner heavily with the State Department of Economic and Community Development. They are the lead organization in our state, along with TVA. TVA is an extremely robust economic development department, so we partner with them on different things. We also have, throughout the years, our economic development staff, along with myself, have developed relationships with the folks that we come in contact first would be a site development site selection consultant. And so if the site selection consultant who represents different companies has a positive experience in Rutherford County and in Tennessee, that speaks a lot to the brand right there. So that's a lot of word of mouth, actually.
Yes.
But typically a company who is looking to establish an operation will have some geographic boundaries that they want to be in for a particular region, whether it's to serve their customers or whether it's raw materials or whatever the case may be. And as you just pointed out time and time again, Tennessee is we're blessed with a great location in the middle of the United States, so the eastern part of the United States. And that helps us with a great interstate infrastructure. You look at the in and out of our community with the growth of B&A. And also locally here with the ability to fly in private aircraft in both Murfreesboro as well as Smyrna.
And that's a resource that not too many people are aware of the two airports and the private jets, commercial jets, corporate jets that are using them. In fact, I think we've had discussion both with the Smyrna leadership and the Murfreesboro leadership, you know, what are plans for ultimate expansion or enhancement of those airports? And that becomes extraordinarily significant. What's the population that it's been reported that we are one day drive in the United States?
Yeah, we're within a one day's drive of about 76% of the population.
The entire country. Yep. Without getting too political, certainly there's been a lot of word in the last 6 months about investment in the United States by offshore, other countries, and so forth. Are there linkages at this point between state chambers and, to a degree, local, regional chambers with the thought and the ability of corporate transfer of facilities manufacturing in the United States coming from offshore? You know, we see it reported in the trillions. You know, do we see some of that falling into our area?
You know, I think yes, in particular, if you look at the automotive industry, and of course, our largest trade partner in terms of foreign direct investment is Japan. And Japan has been a great partner for us in the state of Tennessee, and certainly in Smyrna, as well as Rutherford County with the Nissan facility that came here back in the early 80s. And so I think as companies I think the jury is still out a little bit on the whole the moving target of tariffs and different things, but I know that, you know, we should be well positioned when everything kind of settles down a little bit on that. So I think you've seen the news, I'm sure, of different companies coming back to the United States to do more manufacturing, and I think that's a great thing, and I think we'll be a beneficiary of that.
One of the interesting points, and you've made reference to it not only this morning, but last time you were here, Company X locates in Rutherford County. Company X also has a number of suppliers that they deal with. And Company X, and I'm thinking specifically Nissan and Smyrna, has a number of suppliers that would like to be close to their partnership base. So how strong of emphasis and resource are existing companies in introducing you, opening the door for you to be talking to subsidy or supplier companies?
Yeah, we see that a lot, particularly when, you know, if you got an automotive facility, you know, the just-in-time delivery for parts is paramount to their operation. And so, you know, when you have something like that, that large, you're going to see a number of suppliers come in, which they have over the years, and several of them have expanded. And so we're continuing to see that, you know, that's kind of rare in terms of that large of a facility like Nissan. But there are other, you know, suppliers that they try to locate near their suppliers. I know that if that's advantageous to their transportation costs.
And it's kind of interesting, even on transportation costs, and Jonathan will know exactly what I'm talking about. I nearly got banged up by a new auto truck cutting me off as he was going into the dealership. Almost became part of a auto truck delivery service. But on the other hand, the cost and time of delivery within Rutherford County compared to more condensed and dense community like Davidson County. So, you know, if you're trucking something and your time delay is adding to the hours of the supply chain into a more crowded and congested community, that's a cost item. That's a cost factor.
And those are forever costs.
Yep.
And so those aren't just a one-time deal. So that's what companies do look. They look at the cost of, you know, if you're 10 miles from a facility, well, that's 10 miles you have to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking at those deals of how you can cut costs. Companies look at those particular items to make sure that they have the most cost-efficient, in this case, a vehicle possible.
Let's talk commercial. We've talked industrial, we've talked production, we've talked housing. Rutherford County being a destination for restaurants, for stores, for any type of shopping commercial, talk about that versus we being a feeder into a different type of commercial area. And I think of Buc-ee's, for example, opening off 24. I think of you know, discount stores coming to Nashville. I mean, coming to Murfreesboro.
Yeah, well, there's two big developments that are going on right now, or three, I should say. You know, in the Gateway District of Murfreesboro, you saw Clary Park, which is a Heinz development. A lot of new restaurants, a couple new hotels. You're seeing some homes and townhomes for sale, as well as some multifamily apartment living. And that is all the new restaurants. A lot of new restaurants have gone in there that have not had previously had a brand in our community necessarily. And so that's been good. It provides additional choice and opportunities for not only visitors, but our citizens as well. Two other developments that are noteworthy. One is in Smyrna. It's called Sewage Landing. It's a piece of property the city owns.
Right in front of Montlow.
Correct. And so that's well underway. I know they have several tenants who have already signed up and have started some construction. I know some dirt work and some site work's being done there, and that's going to be great once that ultimately is all finished out. And then most recently, you saw the announcement in Laverne of the Twinnings, which is the same developer that's doing the one in Smyrna. That's going to be fantastic as well. So it's really those two projects could be transformational in terms of the retail floor plan there, as you see in those both communities. So retail and commercial is thriving right now.
Yes, yes. Well, you look at what you just described in Smyrna, and you look at the massive amount of apartments being built just across the street from on Montlow Boulevard, just across the street.
Mm-hmm.
A whole new project just is open, and another one, they've just moved dirt for it. And it's just, you know, when I've had town people from Smyrna on the air, I said, what does that do to your population? I mean, you're getting a high-density development. Traffic will be an issue. Education may not be an issue, because if you're living in a two-bedroom apartment, the possibility of you having two children or more going to school is very light. On the other hand, it's a lot of singles. It's a lot of young couples and so forth. Is the chamber involved in any activity, protection, if you may, in housing with senior citizens? Do you have a senior citizen outreach?
No, we really don't.
Well, you do in many ways. If you're bringing in more commercial, you've also been involved in bringing in significantly increased medical facilities.
Well, that's true.
You take a look at Vanderbilt, you take a look at St. Thomas, new emergency rooms, you take a look at the medical facilities, even with practitioners, doctors, medical treatment has expanded dramatically.
Well, in that regard, yes. We certainly support all of our healthcare facilities. Healthcare is something that you don't have to go out and get to another town anymore to do that unless it's something very serious. And so when folks have the opportunity, they look at, when folks move here, they want to know about healthcare and education.
Mm-hmm. And security.
And security, that's right.
Safety.
Safety as well. So those are, I think we're doing very well in those
particular areas. Yes, we are. And the chamber's to be highly saluted. Give an address and phone number or website or email address that if people are interested, not just becoming a member of the chamber, which would be extraordinarily advantageous, but above and beyond getting involved in the chamber's website. What's going on? What's the news? And there's a tremendous amount of things that you have going on.
Yeah, our website is very, very robust in terms of information. So if you want to go through there, we would encourage you to. Certainly encourage you to take a look at membership, number one. But number two, you know, if you're looking for some economic data, workforce data through RutherfordWorks.com, you can get that as well. So, yeah, that's one of the things we try to maintain and make sure that we are providing value to our members as well as our citizens.
Do you want to describe the workforce training? You know, what is so important to any new or existing business? You may see the need, you may see the consumerism that will support a business if it's a commercial business. You may see, you may see a need of producing a product that will serve the region. But how do you match, how do you relate the ability to secure well-trained, well-motivated employees?
So we have three people on our staff who do nothing but workforce and education. So mm-hmm. we've got kind of two different tracks. Number one, we want to make sure that business and education are at the table talking.
Mm-hmm.
They speak two different languages. They move at different paces. But the fact of the matter is, until you can have a conversation about the needs and what we're looking for, there's no sense in an educational institution offering certain things that are not useful or marketable to a student who'd be getting out. So we've matched those different things, whether it be in mechatronics, which is a manufacturing designation. We've got healthcare, and we show all the different levels of nursing and pharmacy techs, surgical techs. And we talk about the educational levels to attain those. And we start that in the eighth grade.
Wow.
We start these. We go to every middle school every fall, which mm-hmm. is coming up pretty soon, and we talk to them about, you're about to go into high school.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start thinking about a career. Here are the opportunities. And we introduce them to the different careers in really what we call the high five sectors of high demand, high wage jobs here. And we show them off-ramps. If you only want to get a one-year degree mm-hmm. from the Tennessee College of Applied Technology, this is how much you could make in manufacturing. If you want to get your two-year degrees in mechatronics, two-year degree, you can go to Motlow and get that, and this is about what you'll make. And then if you want to continue on with that path, you can go to MTSU and get your four-year degree in mechatronics, and you'll be making six figures in terms
of
that.
Absolutely.
So those are the kinds of things we're trying to illustrate to students and parents. There's a viable path here in Rutherford County to get your education and get a good job.
Become an electrician, become a plumber, become somebody in the trades, and you take a look at the,
right.
the pay and salary and potential in the trades. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying reverting to trade schools in the traditional sense, but teaching and learning trades in order to be competitive in the market.
This school system here under Jimmy's leadership has done probably more for, we call it CTE, career and technical education,
mm-hmm.
than anywhere I've ever been.
Yep.
And so we are trying to identify those students who are not going to go to a four-year university.
Mm-hmm.
And here is what's available, and you can get paid well because of the demand for these
yes.
types of jobs in the trades, in the medical field, in manufacturing, as well as supply chain logistics and IT as well.
We'll be right back after these short words, and we're visiting with Paul Latour, who is the president of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Paul a question next time you're speaking to the eighth graders. I do this a number of my classes at Montlow, the dual enrollments, which are the high school students who are transferring or transporting to community college. And I say, what kind of job would you like in the future if pay was not a factor? If you had a choice to pick a job that pay and benefits was not a factor, what would it be? And the results are kind of interesting. We'll be right back.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensate for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
Ugh. Little help. Little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Chip Walters, and I'm honored to be your 2024 MTAR Realtor of the Year. I'm with Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates, and like many of you, I've seen the real estate market shift and change. People often ask, Chip, what's really going on? Well, that's a great question, and I believe in answering with solid, factual data. So let's cut through some of the noise. I invite you to reach out. Let's have a conversation about your real estate goals and the current market trends in your neighborhood. You can find all my contact information at choosechip.net.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Extending the love of God.
Reviving the community at holyhillchapeltn.org.
Discover hidden treasures at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro. Whether you're searching for stylish clothing, sturdy furniture, or even large appliances, we've got them all at prices that you'll love. But here's the best part. 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, serving over 70 families a day. Your shopping dollars go straight back into the community, making a real impact. Shop smart and give back at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
This is the Roundtable from News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Bill Krause returning with the few moments left, having a wonderful visit with Paul Latour, the president of Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce the last 16 years. Paul and his team, his board of directors, have just done a phenomenal job. We usually take things for granted. We don't necessarily say thank you. Do we thank our police, our fire, our first responders? Do we thank our leaders in local government, county government? And a big, big thanks to Paul, his vision, his optimism, his passion for excellence. Has AI had any impact on you folks?
A little, but not.
You're not doing AI.
I know our staff is learning how to use it, to do different things, but they won't let me touch it yet, so I'm waiting on to get a lesson.
If you were to talk about people who inquire about Rutherford County, as this being a destination site for tourism and a convention conference, do you have quite a bit of input, or you know, let's say input from the community of how we could make this even more attractive for conferences and conventions?
Yeah, well, as you pointed out, we're the community's mailbox, so everybody comes in, so to speak, to inquire about different things about Rutherford County, whether it be tourism or economic development or what have you. We try to address we do address those and point them in the right direction as in terms of what it might take to make us more attractive in terms of different things. You know, we might be looking at the need for more conference space at some point.
Mm-hmm.
We've got hotels. We're still a little bit under where we need to be in terms of the number of rooms to kind of go to the next level. So I think that's slowly catching up with us in terms of being able to get more hotels that are coming online. But I think, you know, the biggest thing I get is with, wow, I hadn't been to Murfreesboro or Smyrna or Laverne in 15 or Eagleville in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what changes have happened? My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the privilege of looking at my window in my office and looking at all the growth.
Oh, just around.
Only in the fall because the trees are getting larger, but it's incredible.
And I'm assuming not only with the state, you have cooperation with neighboring counties. So if you're dealing with this more as a southeastern Middle Tennessee region rather than just Rutherford County standing alone, you have good relationships with...
We call it cooperation.
Oh, no, I love that word.
Yeah, what about that?
Who created that? That's a...
I did. Let's say I did.
Well, okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Big award. Oh, that's... I love that word.
Yeah.
One word we have not used and talk about it for a while, entrepreneurship.
Yes.
How would you define entrepreneurship as it falls and relates into the Chamber's mission?
You know, certainly that's one of the things that we want to continue to foster. And the partnership with MTSU over the years, we've encouraged them. We've looked for different opportunities to become more. We've partnered on from time to time with the Nashville Entrepreneur Center, such a good reputation. But we'd love to see more and more companies developed here, born here, and succeed here. And it's also neat to see the passion of a person who has an idea and it comes to fruition and very successful. So anything we can do to support that, especially with our Small Business Development Center with MTSU,
yes.
We have a lot of good counseling that goes on for entrepreneurs who want to come in and either start a company or they've been in business for 5 years and want to go. How do I grow even more? So,
see, I see the Chamber as a phenomenal resource here. Even when I'm sure you've had workshops and conferences like this throughout the years. So you talk to a person who lives in Rutherford County. They may have a job, a 9-to-5 job, and they may be doing the same thing, but in the back of their mind, they have an idea. They have an idea that they've thought about, they've dreamt about, not necessarily to make the biggest and best hamburger, not necessarily to provide something that is so unique, but there are always ideas out there. How does a person connect with the resources that you provide along with the colleges and universities of the community that tell a person, so you are an entrepreneur in your mind and spirit, how do you become an entrepreneur in the reality?
You know, again, I'm gonna go back to the partnership with the Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
You have folks there that have been in business, they've started their own businesses. They can tell a person the pitfalls, they can talk about the opportunities. That's where I would start, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that'd be a great place to start. And then from there, you know, they can identify different resources, whether it be us, whether it be some folks at the university or anywhere else. So that's where I would start.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I have taught entrepreneurship a number of years, not recent years, but a number of years. And I always would point out that people want to start their own restaurant. And a restaurant has perhaps the highest fatality bankruptcy rate after its first year. And if you really get into a person who wants to start a restaurant, it generally follows this script. People have said to them, you make the best lasagna in all of Tennessee. Your lasagna is phenomenal. You ought to open up a restaurant. And where'd you get the recipe? Well, from my mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother, this is followed through the family pattern and what have you. So they decide, and somebody's going to finance them. They open up a restaurant with the best lasagna you possibly could have anywhere in Middle Tennessee. However, the ingredients to go in the lasagna like Mama made and Grandma made suddenly has to have you charge at least $18.95 for a dish of lasagna. Well, nobody's going to come. Price is way out of the ballpark. You're going to have to start cutting back on some of your ingredients so you can make this price competitively. And, well, I can't cut that out. Well, you're going to have to cut it down. And by the time you cut it down, it's just lasagna, as anyone else down the street may be. So the information and instruction of how you cope with an idea and make the idea a reality financially, or an idea reality market-wise. Will a customer, do you know who your potential customer may be? Talk about briefly in our remaining moments about the small business section of the chamber.
Yeah, well, again, as I pointed out earlier, you know, something that the biggest need small businesses need is really trying to get in front of customers. Mm-hmm. And through our networking opportunities, through our educational opportunities, and through, again, if there's any counseling needs from the Small Business Development Center through MTSU, those are all available. And mm-hmm. you don't have to be a member to take advantage, by the way, of the Tennessee Small Business Development Center. You don't have to be a member. If you want to come try out some meetings at our organization, come on. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you and let us show you what we have.
What's the website again? Phone number? They can call and find out about it?
Yeah, 615-895-6565.
One more time for the person who has to run get a pencil to write it down.
Yeah, 615-895-6565.
And to go on your
I had
website.
To remember that, Bill. I had to use it.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny how many people, you know, may not call themselves or their number. Yeah. And I even have that issue.
Yeah. And the website's rutherfordchamber.org.
That's easy to remember. Actually, I would recommend that many of you, not necessarily if you're in business right now, small business, I would recommend that this is a resource that's far larger than you may imagine. And it's far more significant in not just the area of developing a new business, in the area of seeing what the commercial business economic community is like. Paul, it has been wonderful, as
Thank
usual,
you,
to have
Thank
you on
you.
The air. You know, Rutherford County and the 250,000 people, plus or minus, who live in this county can be extraordinarily thankful to you, your team, your
Thank
board,
you.
Your volunteers for doing a AAA job.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Yes,
see you all next week, my friends. Have a great, safe, and happy week.
WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.